This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.
Inside Parliament with Montague. With support from the Houses of Parliament.
It's you again. You all right? Fancy another look about the Houses of Parliament? We just need a little gargoyle magic to move. Keep watch, will you? And we're inside in the warm. It's great being a gargoyle because I can pretty much do what I like, which is more than can be said for the government. You see, the government, they might be running the country, but Parliament as a whole, all the MPs and members of the Lords, are kept busy questioning, checking and challenging the government's work all the time and coming up with advice too. Come on, I'll show you how it's done. We're in the House of Commons chamber, and there's a big debate going on. Health experts have discovered that drinking too much of a new soft drink called Froggy Pop can have some very unpleasant side effects. The MP speaking thinks there should be a new law to restrict what goes into these fizzy drinks. Not everyone agrees, though. Let's go over to the Lords. They're discussing Froggy Pop too.
I'm not sure about Froggy Pop. I mean, it's
in the Lords, they often have more time to debate issues and go into a lot more detail. Between 2010 and 2012, the Lords asked 18,162 questions and held 273 debates. Ah, there's Lord Wellness. He's an expert in healthy eating.
My investigations have shown that although Froggy Pop gives you green hair, that it isn't dangerous. The most worrying side effect of drinking Froggy Pop appears to be constant hopping. This is making life very difficult for the affected children. Getting on the bus is proving almost impossible.
There's often a vote after a debate in the Commons to see which argument convinced the most people. Sometimes debates, like those in the Lords, don't have a vote. They're just a good way to find out more about things that are important and give advice to the government. And the MPs and members of the Lords don't even have to make long speeches. They can write their questions at other times and the government ministers have to reply. Another way MPs challenge and check government is at question time. Ministers in charge of departments have these about once a month. But for the Prime Minister, it's every Wednesday when the House is sitting. Come on, let's go and peek at one. It's one of the busiest times at the House of Commons, and with good reason. It's the chance to ask the person at the dispatch box any question. And if it's about something that they're in charge of, then they have to answer it.
Has the Prime Minister ever tasted Froggy Pop himself?
Sounds like a jokey question, but it's a good one. How can he have an opinion if he's never tasted it?
I haven't, but only because I don't think green hair would suit me.
Direct questioning like this is a great way to challenge and check. Question times help everyone to find out what the government is doing or suggest ways of doing things better. Although, you do have to be careful to make sure your question is a good one. You can see all this for yourself. Loads of the debates are on telly and even on the internet. There's another way that both houses of parliament can check and challenge laws and find out more about important stuff, and that's through committees. Better be extra quiet. We're in a Commons Select Committee, and you don't get gargoyles in rooms like this. It's not as grand as the chambers, but every bit as important. You get committees all over the place. Maybe you have one at school. Here in the Commons, committees get together to discuss areas that are similar to the government departments, like transport or education. There are also committees that look at draft laws. Sometimes committees have to come up with an answer for Parliament. Other times they're just putting together the very latest information about a subject to give advice. This committee is discussing, yes, you've guessed it, Froggy Pop. They have had several experts chewing over all the evidence and arguments. Here's a scientist who's been looking carefully at the recipe.
We don't need to ban Froggy Pop. It is possible to change the recipe to remove the hopping ingredient.
That sounds promising. Maybe Froggy Pop won't be banned after all. The Lords have committees too. Some of the big topics they debate include science, communications and the Constitution, as well as the laws that are made in Europe. We've agreed to obey these laws, but it's always worth carefully checking them over. Sometimes, the House of Commons and House of Lords get together as part of the committee process. These are called joint committees. It's all part of the important work here at Parliament. Questioning, checking, challenging and advising. And before I'm checked out, I think I should hop off back to my post. Hey, I could just fancy some of that froggy pop now. Bye for now.
Inside Parliament with Montague the Gargoyle. With support from the Houses of Parliament. Find out more about the Houses of Parliament online on the Fun Kids website. www.funkidslive.com.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.